Alright, everyone, it's the Grim. Oh, let's turn this down a little bit. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim's. Well, it's not going to be an open mic because nobody jumped in, so we're just going to do Grim Rants into the Heavens, and I'll talk about some things that I've wanted to talk about. We're talking about porn and sex, and not only that, we're talking about some metal news. I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, let's go ahead and start with the topic since we're playing Solar City Heroes, which is an erotic beat-em-up made here in the West. Unlike a lot of the Japanese ones, which aren't that fucking good, I'm sorry. There's only one that's Mistletoe. That's the only one that's fucking good. All the rest of them, absolute fucking garbage. I'm sorry. Even the one that just got... There's one that just got two that just got translated on JAST USA. Glad to see them there, but don't fucking play them. They're no good. Like, they're really weak. And I hate to say it because I wish the Japanese would do this shit better. I really wish they would, but... They don't know how to. Apparently, I gotta use my, new adventure. Oh, well, I can make my character here. So, let's see. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna name? Jane Smith. Mighty One. You change your name to, Oh, there we are. Oh, got the right red hair. Are you ascended? Do you have any ascended powers? How much content? Okay. Can we not do nothing else with her? I mean, I guess that's about it. Preferred sex position. Weakness? Hand jobs? How? I hope not. What are we gonna do? How dare you do me a missionary? Okay, so let's see. Mounting style. You secretly love being on top of others, having others mounting you, whatever the case. Feeling at your butt cheeks. You love missionary. Others. Spanking, sty jobs, face sitting. Huh. Your secret fetish is something that turns you on, but it might not necessarily be like, okay, exhibitionism, submissive, dominant, switch, masochist, holy shit, sadist. I like that. Now this is a fighting game. This is a beat-em-up. Like, no shit. This is a beat-em-up, guys. It's finished, too. Alright, but let's go ahead and talk about the topic here. I guess you have to... Helping to meet Mighty Girl. Okay. Alright, so... Thanks. Hey... Not sure who you are because I'm on my phone right now. I'm at the key. I'm actually looking at the screen, so I have no idea who's here. But Lancer. Thanks. Huh?
It's Lancer.
Okay, you're all right. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a couple of things today. All right, I forgot. Yeah. Oh, wow.
If I need to be about it, that's fine. I'll be sleeping soon anyway.
Oh, that's fine. Because I don't know...
I'll be listening while I sleep.
Oh, you're going to sleep. Okay. Alright. That's fine, if you want to do that. Anyway, we're going to be talking about some things, so I'm going to continue the adventure here. Yeah, I got to start this game. Start the mission, and then we're ready to go. Oh, man, all that extra crap just to get ready. All right. So, damn it. Can you even... Is this thing... Can you use your... Yeah, I can. Alright. Alright, so we're gonna go ahead and start with the topic. Alright, so I was basically in a group on social media, and this group was dedicated to men... We'll just say men's achievements, alright? And one guy's like, I beat porn! You know, and a lot of people had different things to say about that. And I was very plain. I said, look, I promote a lot of adult games. And one thing I will say is that the thing about porn is, I think it's a moderation thing. I don't think it's something you should be doing pretty much all the time. And if you are one of those people, even if you like my content, if you're constantly just, you know, fapping, that's not a good thing. That's definitely not something you want to continue doing. You know, again, I think if you do something too, even enjoyable, doesn't matter what it is, if you do something that you even find enjoyable for too long, you'll get bored of it. I mean, that's just life. If you eat the same food, eat your favorite meal every single day, you're going to get fucking bored of it eventually. You're like, okay, I don't want to eat this now. Even though I like it and it's my favorite food, I don't want to eat it every day of my life. So, that's like people with diets. They get really tired of eating the same food because... They have to. It's like, oh, I can't eat anything else but this. So, you know, they treasure fast food or pizza a lot more because they know that that's rare. They won't get a chance to eat that often. Anyway, but these guys, you know, they did give me some studies. They said, yes, there are some studies that prove that, you know, looking at pornography can, like, fuck with the brain and rewire the brain and all that kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. But let me throw this on you. So can social media. In fact, the same things that they're complaining about with pornography, it can be applied to social media. They're saying porn, you know, it'll turn somebody into this, but social media will also turn somebody into, you know, the thing. Like they were talking about, it can lead to depression and all that kind of stuff. Like, yeah, I know, there's studies on that. But the thing is, you're supposed to enjoy things responsibly. That's like they always say, drink responsibly, you know, when they advertise alcohol. They know that too much alcohol is bad. Well, too much porn is bad. Like, too much anything is bad. Too much water can kill you. If you drink too much water, you can actually die. Look it up. It's been studies. If you eat too much, you can... if you overload your stomach, you'll get sick. And, yeah, you can even die from that. If you are an idiot and just decide to eat as much as you possibly can. I know there's mukbang and stuff like that, and... I'm surprised that some people haven't gotten injured with doing those kinds of things. But what I'm saying is, yeah, there's a time, there's always a, it's like there's a time and a place, I guess you could say. And that time is not all the time. You know, like they were saying, oh, you should read a book and stuff. I said to them, you know what? I do read books. I read adult visual novels, not only. I also read the comics, and I've been reading a lot of Mad Magazine at night from the early 1950s. That's been really interesting. But, I read the adult visual novels, and I read the comics, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I actually read the articles, you know, when I see articles on social media, I actually bother to read them. I don't just look at the headline, I see what things are about, because most people don't even go beyond the headline. People will tell you to read, and then they won't even read what you wrote. They won't even read the article. You know, they're like, oh, this is bullshit. But no, I'll look at it. I'm like, hold on, what did they find? What's their problem? So, anyway, damn, you really do get your ass beat in it. Damn it, now I'm naked. Linda hasn't dressed you. Fuck it. They really do need to work on the moves a little bit. Like, I don't feel like I can do any specials or anything. And where are my powers? I'm supposed to be a superhero. I don't want her... Anyway, let me punch this trash can. It's better than the Japanese ones, though, guys. Honestly. The Japanese ones I'm talking about, the erotic beat-em-ups, except for Missile Tier, they all fucking suck. All of them. I haven't played one that wasn't slow as cold molasses. At least this one, you actually feel like you're fighting. But back to what I was talking about. So these guys, you know, just not everybody, you know, because I actually said, hey, like I made a joke that I really like the porn music, I like the saxophone, and I like bands that actually do that kind of music. Like there are acts out there that have done like porn style music. I mean, that's not what it's, I mean, that's the kind of music it is, but it's not, like, they don't call it porn music. But anyway, I've made a joke about that and said, yeah, you know, I support these things, and again, I talked to the guy that basically made the post, and he said, this is why I stopped porn. He said, well, because I have a wife and I've got kids, and it's been taking up too much of my time, and I'd rather spend it with my wife and kids. Now, I mean, that's a decision that, again, he's gonna make, and he'll be accountable for. Like, I gotta say, if you are a man in a traditional relationship, and you're doing something that, like, you can't control, you're like, oh, I gotta do this, then there's a problem. Because, like, the things that you bring into your life, like if you want a wife and kids, and you finally get that thing, but you're like, oh no, but I gotta do this one thing. I gotta drink this alcohol. Like, even though my wife and kids won't like it, I gotta be that guy. I gotta drink all that alcohol and be ruly. I gotta go masturbate to porn for hours. That's a problem. By the way, one of the guys in that thread, he actually was saying, look, man, I lost my wife and my kids to porn, and I beat myself up about it. And I told him, I said, you know, that really, like, I told him straight up, I said, that's a really awful thing that you would choose porn over, you know, what he said was now we don't know for sure. She could have been the worst woman in the world, but from what he says, she doesn't seem to be. And he says, basically, my porn addiction caused me to lose my wife and kids. I couldn't stop. That's a problem. If you admit, hey, I can't stop drinking alcohol, I can't stop masturbating to pornography, you know, I mean, there's days where I don't even do that. They're like, oh, yeah, I bet you fap all the time. It's like, and one of the things that I was telling these guys, you know, I said, there's some scenes I don't want to see. And he says, that's how you know you're addicted. I said, well, hold on a second. You don't understand the situation. I do adult games. So just like any kind of movie or show that has an adult scene in it, like they'd have on HBO, like you watch that scene, right? Like that's part of it. If you're reading a book where there's a sex scene, you read the sex scene. There's even a sex scene in 1984. I've read 1984. There is an actual sex scene in 1984. I kind of like that character. You know, I wanted those two characters to have sex because of the tension between them. You know, they loved each other, and the world was pretty much telling them, no, you can't be with each other. You have to pretty much mate with somebody that is ugly, which is actually what they were saying. The party wanted you to mate with somebody ugly, and it was only one time, and it was just for children. That's the only reason you would mate. Just to have a child, and it was with somebody that you were not attracted to. So, them basically breaking that rule was a big part of it. But, anyway, what I'm saying is, those are parts of the story. Like, when we were playing the very last chapter of Leap of Faith, I don't think there was any sex in that at all. There was that one scene in the very beginning, like before we even did that last video, where Lexi and the main character had sex, right? But then after that, there was a full there was an hour and 20 minutes of no sexual, nothing. Nothing. It was full on, you know, you talk to the one character, the one girl, I can't remember everybody's name. What was her name? Mackenzie. you know, of the Mackenzie Burgers. You talked to her, you met her father. Then after that, you know, you talked to your ex, Stephanie, and you saw all the people that were in the game, and then finally there was a concert, and after you had the concert, it basically moved into the credits, and there was some funny scenes, and then it moved into, you know, the next game. But there was no sexual content. So that was an entire thing we did with no sexual content, right? And, I mean, that's fine. Like, the games aren't just about... Some of them are. Some of them are, but not all of them. Like, even with Summer's Gone, they told me, hey, if you're here for the lewd stuff, you gotta wait to the end. Because we want to tell a story. And we're just gonna let you know that because we don't want to waste your time. They say we value your time. Because some people really are, like, they have an addiction, I guess. Where, I mean, if you look at some of the guys, people on F95, where they're just, like, I don't know, fiends for it? Like, they're playing these things all the time? I couldn't do that. Like, I like them, but I couldn't do that. Like, when it's done, it's done. That's why we do them in parts, because it's fun for me, and that's just how I am. Now, if there's a Mega Man game comes out, I'll try to see if I can beat it in a day or so, because it shouldn't take that long. A lot of these easy, you know, light games, I guess you'd say, 8, 16-bit, not all the time. Some RPGs are really long, but some of these little platformers you can beat quickly. You know, Sonic, stuff like that. You can beat that pretty fast. But if we're talking about a long novel, now I know some people do it, but I just don't have the time and the patience to really sit down there and just read all. I did it when I was younger, and it wasn't fun. It became boring after a while. So, that's what I, hold on. So that's what I want to say about that, you know. Sure, there's these kinds of scenes in these things, of course, because, you know, it is adult, it is, you know, sex-focused, a lot of that. It's focused on, I guess you would say, an aesthetic, like a sexy aesthetic look, not all the time. I guess I have to hit him. Hold on. I mean, apparently there's talking in this, and... Alright, there we go. Shit. Alright, here we go. My character's still nude, and I'm not crazy about that. They need to fix that. I mean, I would not fight in the nude myself. Trust me. That doesn't sound like it'd be fun. But, what I'm saying is these guys were basically like, well, yeah, because I was trying to tell them, let me go, because I'm going a million miles at once. Basically, I was trying to say, you don't see the art in the human body. You don't see the art in, modeling and photo shoots and things like that. You don't see the art in the pose. Like, I was talking about pinups and why pinups were so remarkable. Like, I love pinups from the 1930s. I love that stuff. Just absolutely love it. And I've got a little filter that I take the 30s pinups, and my AI filter will convert it to a 90s anime. Not like a modern anime look. It can do that, but I like the 90s anime look. So it'll do the 90s anime look, and I'll put that on there. And it literally turns the pinup model into the modern waifu, but it gives it that classic look. And I love it. It's just fucking great. And a lot of guys would, that's just porn. It's like, first of all, she's wearing clothes, like fully clothed. You know, it's sensual, yes. But a lot of things are sensual. Do we call a woman in bikini porn? I mean, to the right person, it can be. To the right person, a woman wearing a bra can be porn. I'm not talking about, like... I'm talking about you look at the lingerie catalogs. People used to fap to those. And I get what these guys are on about, because a lot of, and we have talked about this before, a lot of these young guys got into hardcore HD fucking porn at a very young age. And I even told the main guy, the OP, I said, look, I don't agree with that. That should have never happened. Sterling Cooper, even, you know, former porn star, agrees it's too much. He says it's too much himself. He says, it's way too much. And he says they need to take it off the fucking mark. I agree. I think, you know, sure, it shouldn't be for kids. It shouldn't be for kids. It wasn't supposed to be for kids. That's the thing. When these magazines were sold, they were in the back, behind the counter, and you had to ask the clerk if you wanted one. I remember the first time I bought a porno magazine in a head shop here in town. The head shop doesn't exist anymore, unfortunately, that I know of. It may still be here, but I doubt it. But anyway, I bought Score magazine, of course, because I got Score, I got Mamazon, I got a lot of, you know, really good boob magazines, and I found out about some great girls from that magazine that I still follow to this day. I mean, they're fairly older, but, you know, I keep up with what they're doing. It's one of those things. Again, though, it's almost like a nostalgia, you know, when I got into the boob cruise and all that, but that's back in the 90s. Like, some of this shit, maybe some of you guys are old enough to remember. But yeah, for me, that's kind of nostalgia. You know, I remember those days. I remember the Texas 50. I used to be really into all that kind of stuff. I made fanfics and stuff about, you know, expanding boobs. And people actually liked the stories. They said that I should continue. There were people that were checking out my stories on a forum that I used to write on a long time ago. They were like, man, I really like your stuff. Can you write some more? I didn't realize people would pay for that, but, you know. Anyway, like I said, guys, it's a lot of things to different people. No, don't, damn it. I'm undressed again. I have not gotten my powers yet in this game. I'm just beating up warehouse workers, for I don't know. I'm beating up people that do what I do. You know, it's not cool when you're beating up. I'm beating up employees, like literally, I'm beating up warehouse workers. They got fucking steel toe shoes on and shit. But, hold on. This isn't really even that steamy. I could probably put this on BitChute just fine. Without the filter. Because, I mean, come on. I mean, sure, there's that. Maybe I can't with that. I don't know. It's probably not that big a deal. Damn it! Damn it. Okay, so what now? I think I'm being overwhelmed by enemies. And they're regular people. They shouldn't be. Well, she is a woman, so yeah, I guess she's not gonna be. But I thought she had powers. I don't get it, guys. Anyway, back to what we were talking about here. The guy was pretty much telling me. And by the way, this guy, he was using a face of somebody that is easily. I mean, I don't know if it's him. I don't think it's him. But it was just one picture and one background, and that's all he had. Everything was locked. It could have been a troll account. It could have been some damn Christian. I mean, because there are like a lot of religious guys on here, and they're basically saying, oh, porn bad, porn addictive. They're basically saying, if you admit you can't stop, you have an addiction. And it was really fucking kind of stupid. Like, some of these people, they hide behind these faces, because they're probably just as bad about it as anybody else, and they don't want people to know who they are. But the guy's like, there's nothing art in porn. And I said, look, I talked to the people that work on these games. They take a lot of time and energy and effort to make this shit. He says, well, it takes a lot of time and energy to mine the drugs and stuff, too, that people take. It's like, okay, that's a fair point. But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, maybe some people do pride their drugs. I don't know. Like, I take pride in the meth. I don't know. I don't think that's the case. I know that there was a big thing about cocaine quality and purity. So maybe that could be said. I mean, I don't know. But the thing is, with the drugs, I mean, I don't know how many actual drugs that people use, and I'm not talking about medical, like, you know, drugs you're prescribed. I'm talking about, like, street drugs. I don't know how many street drugs are out there, but I'm betting you there's probably more adult games out there than there are actual drugs on the streets. Now, that may upset, like, some conservative, hardcore conservative. Oh, no, it's horrible. Why is there more of this than there are drugs on the streets? But at the same time, there's about as much of it as there is different kinds of alcohol. And, you know, different companies really pride themselves on their alcohol. You know, think about that. German beer is very prized. But if you drink too much, German beer, it might not be a good thing for you. I don't know. I mean, again, I... But, you know, getting back to my point, saying that, oh, this is just tasteless. It has no art, no meaning. Everything that people do means nothing. I don't get that. I don't get that mentality. I think it's a really stupid mentality. I think it's a mentality of a person that doesn't understand the content. That were probably brainwashed at a young age. Porn is bad. But you know what their response is, guys? Even if you want to accept all this as porn is bad, here's the response. And by the way, one of the guys in the group even kind of, he saw what I was saying. And I'll explain. Don't worry. I'm not just going to be cryptic here. Okay, so what do you think these traditional guys want? First of all, they say if you stop looking at porn, though they have gone to the point of where they're saying, well, we prefer you use your imagination. I mean, that's no problem for me. I've used my imagination for years, you know, it's no big deal. I don't have to have that. It's just a tool to aid the imagination sometimes, guys. It can be fun. You basically say, okay, I'm going to look at these, and now I'm going to, you know, you basically say, okay, well, let's imagine that person. See, I don't like the idea of watching a video and getting off to the video. Like, I'll watch the video, and then, I know this is weird to describe that, but I'll watch the video, and then I go into my imagination, and then I do the thing. I say, let me imagine this person right there, doing the thing, saying everything, speaking the way that she would. I mean, that's just how it is. That's what I do. I use my full-ass imagination. I go a step beyond just watching a movie. I put myself in the role of the guy that's going at it with this girl, or even if there's no guy going at it with the girl, like, oh yeah, well, what if it was me with this girl? What would it be like? You know, it's good. It's a nice, fun thought experiment. It gets you thinking. It gets your mind making pictures, you know? That's what they want you to do. They want you to make pictures with your mind, right? Because they said that's better on your brain than just masturbating to a video. Okay, fine. I'll see him on that. And I've even talked to the main guy that made the post. And he said, okay, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. And I said, look, I understand why you don't want to mess with porn, because you have your family and you get distracted real hard, and it's a monkey on your back. If it's a monkey on your back, then you need to do something about it. You know, if you get to the point where your wife is like, hey, you want to go do something? You're like, no, I'd rather watch porn. You know, yeah, maybe you've got a problem. I mean, that's obvious. If you say, you know what, I'd rather just drink alone or drink at home, that's not a problem. That's a problem either. I'd rather go do meth. I'd rather go do anything else but a cool, enjoyable thing. Now, okay, if your wife says, let's go to Bed Bath & Beyond, but What is that fucking place? That goddamn furniture place? Was it Zales? Or I know, it's fucking jewelry. It's like a furniture place. I don't know. I want to go look at the knickknacks and the... Yeah, that might not be fun. I think, I can't remember the name of that comedian. But there's a comedian had a bit about that shit. I gotta go get this rug and these nice candles. No, I don't think a lot of guys are gonna want to fucking just be ready for doing that. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go find some porn. Yeah, okay, fine. I can get with y'all on that. Because there's a lot of guys that do not want to fucking do that. That do not want to fucking walk around in there. Like, I know. Oh, do you think this chair looks nice? What do you think of these curtains? I could care less about these curtains, actually. Do you think this is a nice rug? I mean, I don't know. Do you like it? Do you think it looks good? Sometimes you have to ask them that question. So, what do you think? I don't know. That's why I was going to ask you. I don't know. I've literally had these conversations before. You know, what about this couch? I mean, can I sit on it? Is it comfortable? Do you like the color? I mean, I'll be honest. There is some, if you're going to get a nasty lime green looking couch, we're going to fight. Because I ain't going to do that. No nasty ass lime green couch. It ain't going to fucking happen. Man, she's been getting fucked more than anything else. Ah, come on. Minion Brian. Well, he died anyway. They're all like bees. They die when they come. Anyway. Damn it. Well, I mean, she has no life or power or anything. I mean, can you level up? This overseer's getting on my nerves. Dynamic punch, crescent moon kick, succubus mode. I don't know. They need to fix this game. It ain't ready. I mean, I had powers for a minute, but now they got me... Ow, damn it! I mean, I can zoom past people, I got the Flash's speed, but I'm just a regular ass human when it comes to everything else! Anyway, yeah. So, the main thing is, these trad guys, what do you think they want? What do you think they want if they don't want you watching porn or dealing with any of that? They want you to even stop... They want you to stop fapping, too. They want you to stop masturbating. Okay, so here's what happens when you stop that. The effects on the prostate gland, we know that. This is what happens when you stop masturbating. First of all, you want it more and more and more and more and more because things just get pent up all in your body. And basically what happens... Oh, I think she died. I think I lost the game. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Can you lose? Hold on, let me beat this. Okay, that was a boss. Hitting the next area without returning to the hub gives you the daring buff. Well, it just gives you the... I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Okay, so I beat the Overseer. Anyway. What these guys want you to do, pretty simple. I'll tell you. They want you to get pent up so that you want to have sex with a real woman. Okay, now there's problems with that. There's a lot of problems with that. And me and DP talked about this while we were doing the little Super Seducer kind of show. Basically, when you are pent up, you'll take anything. And that's the problem. Anything is not going to be that unicorn trad wife that they want. But you'll have kids. And you know what? Here's what I want to do. And I think I said this years ago on a show, or maybe TFM. But what I want to do is basically, alright, so here, trad, I'll do your thing. I'll stop looking at porn, I'll stop fapping, and get all pent up, and take the first one, and of course, she'll be pregnant, and then guess what? The kids, well, they're gonna be your problem. Because the child support payments won't be mine, they'll be yours. I'll give you the child support payments. How about that? How about that, my friend? It's like, well, it's not me. It is you. Because if you had not gone against me so hard on avoiding porn, then I wouldn't have had this kid because I wouldn't have been pent up. I would have had everything taken care of and my stress would have been fine. And guess what? I wouldn't have dealt with any of this. I would have been good. I would have gotten it out, you know, wouldn't have the prostate problems, you know? I mean, come on, that's still even rare with that. But they said it's good for your prostate anyway. But I wouldn't have all these issues. And also, I wouldn't have to worry about this kid now. That you have to worry about, by the way. Because she doesn't want anything to do with me. She didn't want me as anything more than sex. And of course, food stamps, because, well, not food stamps, child support and all the other stuff, right? Because you get WIC. WIC is a program for pregnant mothers. They can get some meals or some certain foods and things for free or very cheap. So, basically, yeah, there's a lot of things that pregnant women have. And trust me, they know how to use them in these areas. So if I got pent up, got with one of these girls, had kids, and had the child support payments, it would be his fault. Because he's the one that told me, he's like, well, you didn't have to listen to me. Yeah, but now it's your fault because I did listen to you. And I was, you were telling me what I need to do, right? You were the mentor. Well, maybe your advice was wrong. You ever thought about that? Well, guess what? Now you're going to have the next 18 years to think about it. I'm getting my lawyer. Okay, we'll challenge this in court. I would literally go to court with one of these motherfuckers. I would. I'd take him to fucking court. I'd say, look, Your Honor, if it wasn't for this man. It's like, well, Your Honor, he was the one who told me he was the voice of reason. That he was going to make a positive change in my life. Oh my God. Everything would shut down. The group would shut down. All these alpha guys would say, you know what? Just fucking do the porn. We don't care anymore. If you don't want to have the... Fuck it. We're not paying this shit. Fuck you. Do your thing. We don't care, Coomers. Fuck off. We don't want to deal with this. Because, yeah. By the way, a lot of those other guys in the group, because this just comes along with the mentality. Not all the guys in there. But sometimes that mentality also comes with... Oh, we don't like the Jews and racism. Like, actual fucking racism. Yeah, I'm not talking about, like, the... Oh, yeah, we make jokes. I'm talking about, no, real on white power shit. Like, yeah, a lot of that is. For some odd reason, they decided to mix Christianity with white power shit and anti-Jewish shit. It's really crazy. Jesus himself was Jewish. So it's really kind of bizarre to say, oh yeah, you know, you gotta believe in Jesus, but those big, big bad Jews. Yeah, early versions of the Bible, call him Rabbi. I mean, they don't say Master, they say Rabbi. Because he was a rabbi. Jesus was a Jew. They thought Caesar thought he was king of the Jews. Or it said, he thinks he's king of the Jews. So, yeah, that's the funny thing about it. All these guys are like, oh, the Jews are bad. They're the one that... Now, was it the Jews that... I can't remember if it was the Roman. Somebody put the spear into them. I can't remember who that was. But anyway, that's the whole thing that they have. So basically they're like, oh man, this is my great achievement. And then they're like, oh well, yeah, but we don't like Jews, and we don't like anybody that's not white. It was really kind of upsetting that we've actually literally got this kind of thing going on. Now, I understand it's difficult to be white in this country now, but it doesn't mean that all this hatred towards fucking everybody else is necessary. I think it's stupid. It doesn't do anything for anybody. I work with people that are mostly not my color, and I don't fucking treat them any different as anybody else, and they understand that. If I ever said something really racist to them, they'd be shocked because I don't fucking talk or act like that. That's not how I am. They know better. And that's the way we all really should fucking act, honestly. But the thing is, they're like, oh no, let's... Again, it's all about my white babies. Fucking TFM's talked about this bullshit. It's the my white babies. Have my white babies. I don't care. But don't have my black babies. No, don't have my... You horrible... you know... What do they call me? An N-lover or whatever? Oh, yeah. That's what they'll fucking call me. Yep. That's what they'll call me. Because that's what they would fucking call people in damn 1960s, too. They're trying to bring a lot of that shit back. Look, I'm sorry. I'm not for it, guys. I've done said we're not fucking racist. Like, I'm not racist around here. I think it's fucking stupid. Sure, we make dumb jokes. Man, I work with black folks that make jokes about me and like that. And I don't give a fuck. It's like, I'm laughing. It don't fucking bother me none. Honestly, I'm not offended. I got thick skin. I was around in the 80s and 90s. This shit don't bother me. But then they want to go, oh, okay, hold on, we're serious. Hold on, you're like Klan Hood serious? Are you fucking real? Like, your shit's that fucking... Again, you're that fucking bent out of shape that you're gonna fucking go Klan rally on us because... on everybody. Because of this, the world's not the way you want it. I'm sorry, man. It's not like that. Go to China and see how they treat you. Go to, even go to Russia. Be an American. Go to Russia and see how they treat you. A lot of guys have already told me what it's like out there. And you're like, but they're white. No, they don't see themselves that way. They see themselves as Russian. So, sure, they might be white by complexion, but they're not in the same... Their country is different. Like, their country culture is different. You're an American to them. Or, you know, so they're not going to treat you with the same kind of respect that they might treat another Russian. I'm not saying that everybody's like this, but absolutely there's bars and things where people will act that way. And you need to know. A lot of people don't know much about the rest of the world. And me, you know, not really having traveled, abroad, but I've listened to a lot of things, I've read a lot of things, I've researched a lot of things. You know, I'm like, okay, well, you can't do that there, you can't say this there. And of course, and I talk to people from other countries, I say, you know, what is it like over there? How is their culture like? What are the things, you know? And he'll tell me, like, there was one guy who's, you know, Hispanic, and talk to him a little bit about, you know, their culture, what they like, and of course he has a completely different kinds of music that he likes, you know, from his culture. I mean, that's fine. I got nothing against it. It's great. We need other cultures. We don't need just white people. I'm sorry. Like, white people are okay. That's great. It's all right to be white. That's fine. I'm white. Nothing against it. Nothing wrong with it at all. It's okay to be black. It's okay to be Asian or Jewish or, you know, whatever fucking descent you got. It doesn't matter. I don't fucking care. I never did fucking care. The thing is, you've made it this big deal where, oh my God, they're going to wipe out all the white people. It's like, oh, and then we'll be treated as second-class citizens. And it's like, guys, you already kind of are being treated like second-class citizens, and, like, they didn't get rid of all the white people yet. So, like, making more white people is not going to fix the problem you have. Like, I don't know what you think. You're just gonna have this huge white renaissance of all these fucking white people. I don't think that's gonna happen, like, at all. I'm sorry. Like, again, have the kids that you wanna have. Have as many as you can possibly have to try to, you know, fix the birth issues. But no, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Because a lot of the people on the whole birth control or the overpopulation thing are white. They're like, I'm not having kids. I don't want to contribute to that. I don't want to contribute to climate and overpopulation and all this other stuff, man. It's done for pale complexion people. I'm sorry, man. It's not gonna work. It is what it is. Like me, I plan on going to the Philippines, so, you know, I'll have mixed kids. I'm fine with that. They're fine with that. Nobody's bitching about that. They won't treat them any fucking different. It is what it is. Like, I work with guys that are light skinned. They're mixed. I didn't see no difference in them. It don't mean nothing. I mean, it is what it is. I wish people would stop all this goddamn race bullshit and stop all this porn shit. Like, let people do their thing, okay? The thing is, guys, with the situation we have right now and the kind of women we got right now, a lot of guys would prefer the porn. And I'm not talking about just fapping to videos. I'm talking about what the trads consider porn. And let me explain this. Trads consider porn to be the waifu that you talk to, like the little app you have. Do you talk sexual to that app? That's porn. They consider that masturbation. Trads consider sex dolls, obviously, to be degenerate porn. Yeah. Anything, even if you don't have sex with the doll, even if she's your waifu and you hold her hand, you treat her just like a wife or anything else, you're automatically a degenerate porn slave to these guys, right? And a lot of guys are like, well, fuck them, Grim. Exactly. Fuck them. Who gives a fuck about them? Because eventually, you know, we're going into VR and AR, you know, and a lot of people already have that. They're already like, way ahead of you, Grim. I already got the VR. Okay, cool. Awesome. I'm glad there's people out there doing that. That's cool. But that's what I'm saying. They got that. So what do they need to... the trad wife for, or not even the trad wife, trying to look for a trad wife, and you find awful. You don't find your unicorn. You find a raging bull. You know, just a fucking bucking bronco. Oh shit, that's not what I wanted. This bitch is crazy. Yep. There you go. There we go. I'll beat you with this. Man, that bat didn't last long enough. Obtain data for new... Damn it! The environmental hazard damaged her clothes. At least it makes sense. But, I mean, even the Hulk would have a pair of pants on. Well, he'd have those shorts, you know. I still don't know how in the world those shorts work. You know, he can get to the size of a... you know, like, green... I don't know, is he bigger than the Green Giant? Or about the same size? Green Giant, he's pretty tall. He's like 8-10 foot. Anyway, he can get massive... But them shorts, man, they magically grow along with him, right? It's incredible. Best material I've ever seen in my life. He has to buy a new pair of pants every day because his pants always turn to shorts, right? But yeah, these guys... they don't really understand what's coming. And, I mean, maybe they do. Maybe they do. Maybe they just, again, they see it as another drug. But, again, social media is a drug, and what are they all on? Social media. Oh, I'm trying to better my life, man. By bragging about it on social media for clout. Like, they do that a lot. Look at my girlfriend. Look at my wife. Look at my kids. Look at how happy I am. Look at how great my life is. Okay, great. I'm happy for you. You know, you share it to the world. But, you know, I remember back in the day when people would have a wife and kids, and they just wouldn't. It wasn't an accomplishment. It was just something you did. Oh, okay, well, here's my wife. There's my children. You know, it was just a normal thing. Oh, okay, that's great. You know, nice to meet you. You know, that's what you would do. You'd shake her hand, and you would go see the kids. Hi, how you doing? Hey, how you doing there, young man? How you doing there, little young lady? You don't say little lady, but, yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, it just depends. How you doing there, young lady, young man? Something like that. Here's the youngins. There's my missus. There's the old ball and chain. What? You know, that was how it was back in the day. But it wasn't no big fucking deal. It wasn't like, oh, this is an achievement. Look at my kids and my family. I don't know. And then guys just started posting guns. They're like, oh, here's my gun. There's my other gun. Look at this gun. It's like, damn, you just want the feds to follow you? It's like, shit. Come on now. And people were posting really dumb shit. Like, some guy was posting his bank account. I was like, okay, probably don't want to post that kind of really crucial information on social media. Even a lot of guys were telling him, hey, appreciate the achievement you made here, but you don't want to just post your fucking, bank account and statement, like, you know, the bank statement. You don't want to tell people how much money you got. You never tell people how much money you got. And these guys are constantly bragging about their money to other men. That's a good way to get your ass fucking killed and your money sold. Like, people can do shit. Even over the internet, somebody might try to hack into your account. You know, it fucking happens. God damn it. Why am I being dominated by this bitch? She just went full domination on my ass. And these life bars are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, it's like I can't even... I don't know. This game is fucking hard. But yeah, like, that's the thing about these people, man. They're happy about their wife and kids, which is fine. But, you know, they think that's the only thing a person should be doing is like, oh, yeah, you have a... Uh-oh. This marauder bitch is strong. That's the one that's... Oh, God damn it. Can you quit sucking this man for a second? Jesus. And I'm sorry, that doesn't even do anything for me. I mean, I know there's supposed to be sex games, but honestly, that does not do shit for me. I mean, I don't know who is interested in that, but it don't do nothing for me. Damn. Just beat her ass, right? And she'll try to dominate you, so... Yup. She's doing the domination thing again. Come on, yo. Damn it. Ugh. Ugh. All right, so anyway, last few minutes of what we were talking about, because I mean, we've beat the dead horse. We've exhausted the topic. Trads suck. News at 11, right? So anyway, the lead singer of the band Thy Art Is Murder, name is CJ. Well, he's no longer their lead singer. They kicked him out. But apparently this guy said some transphobic remarks. Basically, Matt Walsh posted a video. I know we don't like Matt Walsh. He doesn't like anime. But Matt Walsh posted a video of a baby, and the mother was saying, is it a boy or a girl? No, I think people were saying, is it a boy or a girl? And the mother said, why not both? And apparently CJ from the band Thy Art Is Murder said, basically told the mother to burn. He basically told her, you'll burn, right? And they kicked him out of the band for that. Now, okay, let's be absolutely fair. That's a shitty thing to say. But at the same time, like, this is a deathcore band. Like, if you like God and religion, these guys, they don't care too much about you. Like, they're not on the side of God and religion very much. They're very much not into that whole thing. But honestly, it just shows that a person can't have an opinion anymore, even if it's negative. And they're like, it's fine what he says in his songs, okay? But you shouldn't go on to people's, onto the internet and say horrible things like that. Yet, I think if you're in another country and you say something, and they say something like that to you, like, say something horrible to you, you can't really say anything to them back. Like, you can't. You just have to fucking deal with it. Because they have the freedom of speech that, you know, they can't, basically they're saying, oh, there's no consequences over there. Yeah, because they're different. I don't know. But I remember back in the day when if you would say something to somebody and they're like, that's not funny, and you're like, free country or something, right? Like, they would make fun of you, and they would say, and you'd like, that's not right. You're like, well, it's a free country. If you don't like it, you know, we can say what we want. That's what we always say, free country. And I mean, it's a long time ago. People don't remember that. But apparently what I didn't know is that the guy was also trying to change the values of the band. Like, and what I mean values, because I've played in bands before. Basically, he was like, hey, the lyrics that you guys are writing, I kind of want to move them closer into my personal beliefs. Now, that's the thing if you're like a front man and you're singing this stuff. I guess I can understand that. But the thing is, your band is like a unit. Like, you're a team. So, y'all have to kind of get along on what you're going to sing about and kind of be on the same page. Or at least, respective enough. Like, okay, yeah, we'll let you sing about that. And y'all, it's got to be like a, it's kind of like a democratic thing in a way. Because, I mean, in that situation, yeah, it's majority rule because you're a team. You're a group of people making this music. So everybody has to kind of agree or at least somewhat agree on the topics you're going to sing about. So it's even, I mean, it's easier when you have, like, just one or two people because then there's only one other person. You okay with this? Is this all right? You know, that's what I got into it with my band guy for. He kind of kicked me out because of my lyrics, which isn't, he just, I don't know, he wasn't digging it. And I was trying to come up with something, but it's whatever. And of course, you know, he took that one track off, which I wasn't really happy about. I really worked hard on that track, and it was finished, and he just didn't want to release it. I was really upset about that to this day. But, anyway, guys. Yeah, it's part of the band process. Honestly, like, the transphobic comment, like, oh yeah, the mother should burn or whatever. I mean, this is like a death metal guy. Come on, deathcore, death metal, whatever you want to call it. This is some dude that, you know, writes some pretty hardcore, crazy lyrics, you know. I mean, people say that about George Fisher, Corpse Grinder, but he's a really nice guy in person. So, and everybody said that CJ's been cool as shit in person. Like, they've never had any problems with him. He doesn't come off like any of these angry metal guys, you know. But I don't know. Like, maybe he just has some really hard beliefs when it comes to this kind of thing. He definitely follows Matt Walsh, so he definitely leans in a more conservative way. Now, I will say that the lyrics on their last album, I've read them, and I actually kind of agree with many of the things that are said there. Basically about the elite control and, you know, a lot of stuff like that, which he is talking about on the record. You know, the first couple records, you know, it's whatever, but this is one where the lyrics about the control by the elites and the system and all that stuff was really being talked about. I haven't looked at the lyrics for the new album yet, Godlike, which is the new one. And there's two versions of that record. One has CJ on it, but it's only the physical. So a lot of people are hoping it'll leak so that they can hear that version, because it's going to be rare. And the digital version only has this mystery singer. We're not sure who it is yet, and it hasn't been revealed. I listened to it, and I thought it was pretty decent. I'm not a big Thy Art Is Murder fan. It's not my kind of... I mean, I like death metal and some deathcore, and I guess they're okay. I mean, they're better than some of the bands I've heard in the genre. But it's kind of stupid that, again, these... I mean, they have a reason when it comes to the lyrics. But most people are saying it's the transphobic remark he told a mother to burn. I was like, alright, think about it like this. If you were in a no-name fucking band, right? Not Thy Art Is Murder, just some regular no-name fucking band. By the way, a bunch of deathcore bands asked him to be in their band after he got kicked. So he's still got a lot of bands that want him in there. He may join them. But anyway, imagine you're some no-name band, right? Just fucking nobody, right? And you say the same thing. Somebody might say, oh, that's awful, but... you're not going to be kicked out of your fucking band. But like, yeah, that's kind of shitty. Maybe you shouldn't have said that, or maybe they'll laugh. I don't know. It just depends on your bandmates. But you got to think about, you know, Axl Rose's personality. Because I've been listening to a lot of Guns N' Roses. I listened to that Use Your Illusion remastered. It came with that Las Vegas... it was a New York concert. Just absolutely incredible concert. Those guys just fucking amazing band. But, Axl Rose, he's a very opinionated attitude guy. Now, he's not now, but he was back in the day. And he had a hell of an ego. He had a hell of a chip on his shoulder. So, he turned that whole band around into something completely different from Appetite to Destruction to Use Your Illusion. Just completely different direction. And, basically, the whole Thy Art Is Murder thing... like, you're going to have people like that, like CJ, I guess he was, I don't know, I guess he was opinionated. He wanted to change the lyrics to the band, and the band were like, no. I'm sure Axl Rose wanted to do that. He wanted to change the whole style of the band. They were doing piano shit like November Rain. If y'all remember their early shit, man, their early Appetite for Destruction, it was more rock and maybe a little bit funk-inspired kind of bluesy stuff. That's there. But he was changing this shit all around to, like, the big... Now, November Rain is an amazing ballad. And that's solo by Slash. You can tell he really put a lot of work into that because he knew... this is going to be a memorable solo. People are going to remember this for the rest of their lives, you know. Think about that. That's a bit much. And of course, the band, they all kind of came together to realize that this was going to be a big monument for the guys. You know, 30 songs, it's a pretty big deal. Use Your Illusion 1 and 2. They were massive records, you know, just massive. Every kind of music. You had your rockin' songs, you had your ballads, you had your funky, groovy, bluesy. There's even some rap song that got, yeah, for real. It's called My Way, and it got added to the remaster. And it's balls. It's crap. It's absolute junk. I wouldn't mess with it. But, anyway, yeah, I mean, even listening to that full concert, I mean, he was damn near hoarse by the time they got to Welcome to the Jungle, which they'd done 2 hours of music. And I'm talking, they did long songs on there. They have some really long songs, guys. And again, they're a masterpiece in rock. I definitely believe they have that attitude. And Axl was known for his attitude. So when I look at this CJ thing, like, I look at Axl Rose, like, yeah, he did cause the breakup of the band. And maybe they felt that CJ was going to cause the breakup of the band. Now, they hired a guy that apparently they say sounds like CJ or sounds similar to him, and they didn't think fans would really notice. But people are saying they think it's some guy from Fit for an Autopsy. So maybe it is him. I don't know. But anyway, these bands, man, these big deathcore bands, these are the big bands now, right? It just makes me not want to be famous, right? Like, it makes you not want to have a famous band, which I'm kind of glad we never got famous as a band. I know that, like, the guy I played with, he's pretty upset probably about that, probably thinks about, oh, I wanted to be a rock star, and just realize, dude, there's no fucking money in it. There's no fucking money in this anymore. It's done, guys. It's gone. Okay? It came. It went. I was alive for the last... I'm still here, but... I'm basically saying... I was here for the last era that rock was popular and had money. Metal had money in it at some point. Now, there's still some bands that Century Media is trying to hawk and... say, oh yeah, these are big guys in Nuclear Blast. Yeah, maybe here and there, but that's still nothing. A lot of those bands made their money early on when it was still kind of big. And the only reason why they're star-studded now, and I mean star-studded is I mean they're bigger, is because they built themselves up through decades, right? Like Soil Work, you know, big band. Of course, I love the Night Flight Orchestra, which is a completely different band. If you don't like the screaming, you'll like Night Flight Orchestra maybe a little better. That's my mother loves Night Flight Orchestra. Great, great band, right? Same guy, except he doesn't scream. He sings. He's really good. But yeah, what I'm saying is, look, guys, this whole thing, this rock thing, metal, I love it, but it's tearing itself apart. It's really tearing itself apart. Like, you're going to end up with two different kinds of heavy metal. You're going to have this clean metal where you can't say this, and you can't say that, and you got to say this and that. Like, it's basically, you have to do this, you have to do what they say. Oh, we can't offend these people. We can't offend those people. We got to, you know, oh, okay, the bar has been raised. We can't say this anymore. So that's how it is. And then, of course, there is the other side. The other side is, you know what? Fuck the rules. Let's just write the craziest shit we can. Fuck all these people. We don't care. They canceled us. They don't want us. They don't like us. So we're going to play the people who do like us. We're going to play the people that fucking will buy our merch and our shows. Like, Tom McDonald actually came out with the best idea, you know, as a rapper. He's like, you know, they don't like me, so fuck them. I'm going to make a platform on them not liking me. And he's still doing it with the Brave 2, which came out this month. I downloaded it. I haven't listened to it yet. I'll check it out. But I'm sure it's good. A lot of people say it's, you know, it's good stuff. It's got Dax on it. Dax... he's probably not liked by some people, you know, those certain people. Oh, he's a racist. He's black, right? How's he racist? I don't know. I don't get it. Is he racist against Mexicans, maybe? I don't know. But they got Mad Child on one of those tracks, and I do like the Mad Child record that Tom did. It's a good record there. But yeah, guys, this whole situation, it's just going to bring about a canceled music wave where all these musicians that everybody canceled, oh, you're too problematic, we can't listen to you, they're just gonna make their own music for their own fans. So the CJ guy from the Die Hard is Murder, he's gonna go move into another band and they're gonna play music like, oh, that guy was a transphobe, And he's going to be like, I don't give a fuck. I'm making music for people that don't care that I'm a transphobe. And they're going to be the audience. Like, that's literally going to be the fucking audience. And, of course, those people will be like, oh, like, Trapped and all these other... No, there's more than that. There's a lot of fucking bands out there that are actually going to start piling up, you know, because more bands that are like, hey, we can actually jump on this thing instead of having to deal with their bullshit, and these people will support us. Because there's so many musicians that have been canceled that you're just going to join up and, like, team up, right? And have these shows and festivals where it's literally going to be, these are the people that you didn't want to see. And they'll make jokes about it for a while, but who cares? Because people will go. Like, people will check out all these shows, right? Like, things will happen. I mean, they'll make jokes and they'll do things. Oh, these are the people that were on January 6th. They all need to be locked up. But there's a whole rumble. There's a whole rumble. A lot of people on it, right? People on BitChute, right? People on all these other places, right? All this. So, honestly, it's just part of the, it's just part of being a musician now. If you say something somebody doesn't want to hear, you get canceled, and you have to play for another audience. Right? I mean, Kanye got canceled. He got super canceled. I don't know if he's making music or not. He might come out with a new record. Who knows? But at any rate, this is going to be the Grim Lord, and I think I'll be out, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Rants Live, and have a good one. I'm out.